around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, after about 2,700 miles of travel this week to and from Dallas, we are here, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, June 29th, 2024. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, the nation's biggest and best travel radio show is on as we are geared up to talk everything and anything in the world of travel and connect with all of you via our now 585-plus weekly stations across the USA. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, it's been some week, Mary. Good morning again, once again.
It has. We're going to get into that in a minute. Yeah. Good morning. Good morning to all of our listeners.
Rudy, any special plans for the July 4th week that's coming up there in the Twin Cities?
No, I'm going to go to France, in about 8 days. So that's my postponing.
You're going to celebrate late. Okay. All right. Yeah. And you'll celebrate with oysters, I would suggest. So, Bobby, listen, it was nice to spend some time earlier this week at the Network Command Center there in Dallas. We were looking forward to golf and barbecue with you, but the good news is you now have some time, I guess, to work on the game when we're back there later this year.
Exactly. And I'm sorry for the heat chasing you guys away. I know it was pretty unbearable.
Well, the Sicilian to me, I like it when it's 101 degrees.
I do not, as everyone knows. But you know what? We did have air conditioning, and it was kind of some dry heat there. It was a little more humid, I think, in the New York area.
It was about 20 degrees. Yeah. It's cooler here.
But yes, it was hot.
Well, speaking of that, before we get today's big show going, we will address the big question that many of you have been asking us. Why are we here in New York today and not in the Dallas area wrapping up the big Let's Go America Tour Frisco, Texas? It's true that Mary and I flew down to Dallas after last week's live broadcast. We officially kicked off the latest big Let's Go America Tour on Monday. Many of you know that from our social media channels or from our Monday through Friday daily travel commentaries. But as can sometimes happen in life, there were several significant situations with show guests from the PGA and Omni that developed. And since, as all of you know, the big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes, they're the highest profile and most prestigious activities we do with this show. It's important to Mary and me that we always deliver the best show possible to all of you and our show affiliates and our network sponsors as well. And very simply, when we knew that that wasn't possible, we decided to punt after speaking with the Omni team and return to New York in our studio here for the show. So it's that simple.
It is that simple, but we really enjoyed visiting Frisco this week. What an area of growth. And the all-new Omni PGA Frisco Resort, if you love golf, that is a golfer's paradise. Must-visit property, 4 pools. So we're just going to do a reboot of the big Let's Go America Tour Frisco. We're going to hopefully be doing that later in the year. Looks like we're looking at December. So as the saying goes, good things come to those who wait. And it might not be, although Bobby, December can be wild in Texas, right? Well, it could be hot, it could be cold.
It won't be for us, though. Okay. No. So that we'll just make sure that. But listen, the property is terrific. And by the way, as Mary just said, the energy and enthusiasm that we experienced in Frisco this week, it was exciting. Everywhere we went, you felt the investment that's happening there. There are construction projects with new development occurring everywhere. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there are 7,500 to 10,000 excavators and pieces of heavy equipment actively working in the city right now, all over the place. I mean, maybe more. If you're looking for work, Frisco is hiring for sure. The diversity of the city, its offerings, impressive. It's a destination now for sure, and it's only going to grow in the future with all that's coming there. I know there's a Universal Studios going. So as Mary said, we're looking forward to sharing it with you later in the year. But for now, we have a show to do, and a show is what we will do.
Yeah, and we actually saw where they're breaking ground for that new Universal Kids theme park, so that'll be a lot of fun. All right, so let's talk about the results of our latest travel polls. They did have a Texas theme to them. Again, thanks to all of you who voted in the polls on our show website at rmworldtravel.com. First question we asked you, is Texas a state you regularly consider for travel or to visit? And the results are 44% of you said sometimes, 17% of you said absolutely, 15% of you picked seldomly, 12% no, and 10% of you are our Texas listeners because you said that you live in Texas.
Okay, so Bobby, 44% sometimes. I mean, what do you think about that?
I mean, I like that the lowest number essentially was no, because it's a great place. There's many people who live in Texas as don't want to visit here ever, I guess. So I'll take the plurality.
Okay. Like that. All right. So Mary, question two.
Second question. How many times have you traveled to Texas for vacation or for business? 41% of you said between 1 and 10 times. 27% of you said never. 17% of you said between 11 and 25 times. 11% between 26 and 50, and 5% of you, you must be the people who live there, chose 51 times or more.
I'm going to speak to the 27% that said none. Folks, you have to go to Texas. Texas is a great state in our country. I mean, we have so many great states, obviously, but Texas is a state. The diversity in that state is terrific, and we need to change that. So by the time the big Let's Go America Tour Frisco does happen, you know, I would like to think that that number will get shaved down just a bit. So it's something you need to go do. All right. In the time that remains in the opening A block, anything you want to toss out there for travel news, Mary?
Rudy? So I've often wondered why public charters don't have the same measure of security and regulations for safety in place as commercial flying. And I'm not talking about small private jets. I'm talking about the public charters. As of now, carriers operating as public charters are limited to no more than 30 passengers. And I'm thinking of airlines like SkyWest and JSX. But they're not subject to the 1,500-hour flight training rule for pilots. They don't have the mandatory retirement age of 65 for pilots. And passengers don't have to go through standard TSA screening. As the larger airlines have reduced service to many smaller airports around the country, this has been good for these small charter airlines, and Dallas-based JSX is one of them. They're really growing. Well, the FAA came out this week and announced that they are taking note, and they're mulling new regulations for public charter operations under a new authority for these operators. JSX says they applaud the plans. The FAA says safe air travel options should be available to everyone, not limited to those only living near the major airports, because JSX and SkyWest, they're based in Utah. They do serve more rural communities. There's definitely a need, and JSX is growing quite nicely, filling this gap.
They are. Yes.
But so that's the news there. I was personally happy to see that.
Okay. All right, good information. Rudy, what do you have for us?
Two short Barcelona items. Barcelona announced that to get housing prices back down and to relieve the overburdening of tourists in the city, that by 2028, they're going to bar all apartment rentals to tourists.
Yeah, I saw that. Interesting. Mm.
That's a big move. And then in the center of town, of course, is the world-famous Sagrada Familia Church that...
still being constructed.
Still being 140 years ago, Antonio Gaudi started it.
Yeah.
And they say it will be completed by 2026.
Yeah. So there's still a crane there. I have photos of it.
Yeah, yep. We may all live to see the completion.
You may. Really quick on this, if you haven't seen, there was a report this week by McKinsey & Company. Almost 50% of people who buy EVs, they say they want to give them back. They want to go back to their gas-powered vehicles and so forth. Biggest reasons, and again, no surprise, lack of infrastructure charging. Cost of owning an EV is very high. Long-distance trips, very difficult. By the way, the Biden administration, you may remember, they had the infrastructure legislation passed back in 2021. Billions of our tax dollars were put out there to build charging stations. 3 years later, only 7 have been built. So, good job, Washington. Up next, Jackie Friedman will join the conversation. She was scheduled to be on set with us today at the Omni PGA Frisco Resort, but now we're going to do it via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline. Fastest 2 hours in travel returns in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, 3 customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with 2 devices at once. Get 15% off. That's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Debt.
It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at armworldtravel.com. Well, summer's here and everyone's got a favorite outdoor activity. Maybe it's golf, bike riding, boating, tennis. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, check out Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Give it a try at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit armworldtravel.com and fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we cruise into the guest portion of the program on this Saturday morning, everyone, NextGen President Jackie Friedman is about to connect with us, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Kerry.
Whether your next adventure is a long or a short getaway, international or domestic, we recommend that you do it with TravelGuard.com/Kerry because unforeseen world happenings, wild weather, and more could compromise your plans.
You know, packing a Travel Guard insurance plan, it's just a smart thing to do. We say it all the time, folks. It covers so many unknowns that could impact your travels, including lost or delayed baggage, work-related cancellations, roadside assistance, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, translation services, prescription replacement, medical expenses and evacuations. You're going to get passport or ticket replacement. You'll have somebody available to you 24/7, a lot more. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Kerry. Don't settle for anybody else on this either. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now it's time to get back to our Patriot Mobile show hotline as Robert and I welcome back to our program show friend and president of NextGen Travel Group, Jackie Friedman.
Jackie, well, we all expected to be doing this in person today and having you on set with us at the Omni PGA Frisco Resort, but sometimes things happen in life. The good news is we're still all connecting on this Saturday morning, so welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks so much, Robert. It's so great to be back.
Well, great having you here with us this morning. Thank you. So, you know, we're going to start about talking about the Dallas area with you there in Texas. You know, as the level of development and ongoing construction we saw this week in Frisco, the level of economic investment, the range of offerings, the lower prices, it was such a welcomed and inspiring experience. Honestly, it was exciting. What's happening in Texas is not happening for sure here in the New York area. It's not happening in other parts of the country, certainly that we've traveled to the degree that we've seen. But, you know, we know you're not originally from the Dallas Metroplex, but having now lived there for so long with NextGen and Sabre previously, what is it that you find that makes the area so desirable for business as well as for travel and tourism?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, for business, there definitely is a relatively lower cost of living, which is attractive not only for people relocating to the area, but also companies relocating to the area. You know, the value that you can get for your money in housing certainly appeals. And it's a growing community. There's great schools, great neighborhoods. But you're right. What would have been the outskirts and the boonies a few years ago is now just an extension of suburbia. So a lot of growth here.
Yeah, tremendous.
Yeah, great place for families. And for the most part, you know, relatively moderate climate. Certainly can get hot in the summer, and that's something, even being here for 24 years, I'm still not completely used to. But it's certainly nice having milder winters. So that's attractive as well.
So let's get into NextGen. I want to give our listeners a little bit of a refresher. It's been a while since you've been on. So NextGen is part of the Internova family. Your CEO, mm-hmm. J.D. O'Hara, is a show friend. He's been part of our Chief Travel Leader series. Your company supports over 6,000 independent travel advisors across the U.S. and Canada. Jackie, you're like a rock star in many sectors of the travel world. Everyone knows you. Every time Robert and I travel, somehow your name always comes up and everyone seems to know who you are. You've received a lot of numerous industry awards. I know you're humble, so I'm just going to call this all out for you. And you're currently the chairwoman for ESTA's board of directors. Zane Kirby's another show friend and regular who joins us on the air. I'm just curious to know how Nexion is doing these days in attracting and keeping travel advisors, and any news or happenings about the company that you want to share across the country.
No, absolutely. Well, the good news is that more and more consumers are now aware of the value of travel advisors, and that's a good thing that came out of COVID. So what does that mean when it comes to Nexion? The more that folks are aware of travel advisors, the more that folks are aware that the travel industry can be a great place to work. People that love travel, people that love people, people that are looking for flexibility in terms of how, when, and where they work. These are all reasons why people might look at the travel industry. So Nexion is a great home for folks that are brand new to the industry, who are looking for training and support to get started. A lot of times this may be a part-time career initially. You know, some folks say, hey, I may want to start a travel business now because I'm thinking of retiring in 5 years and I would love to have, you know, my own travel business to retire right into full-time, or at least, you know, be able to spend more time dedicated to once they retire from corporate America or whatever job they might do. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of interest. We bring on roughly 100 new advisors a month. You know, we check to make sure that they're a good fit. They have to, you know, be somewhat committed to, you know, spending some time in their business. Again, most of them don't start off on a full-time basis, but many of them get there at some point. So seeing great growth, we're seeing the advisors that we do have being busier than ever. And in many cases, they're working with clients that had at one point been what we like to call do-it-yourselfers. They loved part of the travel planning process, but they're learning that it's tough to navigate all of the information that's out there.
There's no question, right?
You know, working with a travel advisor is, you know, just makes a lot of sense, particularly for some of the more complex trips. So we're seeing great growth.
Well, we're glad to hear that, and certainly good news in bringing on 100 advisors a month. That underscores that. And, you know, and you're talking about, you know, the people part of the business. And that, so I'm going to take you to 180, but I want to hit on that, because many sectors of travel have become far more transactional post-pandemic. And Mary and I have been consistent on this show. We don't like it. We call it out whenever we see it. At its core, the travel business, you know this as well as anybody, it's a people business. It's a relationship business. So, you know, this week I was communicating with Steve Johnson at American Airlines, their vice chairman and chief strategic officer. As you probably know, certainly Vasu Raja, they've kind of pushed him to the curb at this point. And the pivot, you know, American made to blow up their sales department, discard and devalue longstanding relationships, and essentially say, hey, listen, don't bother flying our planes. Just use your credit card to live your life. We'll recognize you as a VIP. We just found it disgusting. So American has long been our preferred airline, but since they made their move to become transactional, we've purposely spent our travel dollars with other airlines whenever possible, and stopped requiring American to be our primary carrier when we travel. Now we're into the mea culpas. The, you know, they're purportedly happening. They're trying to make amends, regain loyalty. I'm bringing it up to bring it back to what you said, because the travel advisor community and many top tour operators have been very vocal and aggressive in their stance against American as well. So because of your role with Nexion and your past position with Sabre, Jackie, how do you weigh in?
Yeah, and I can also put on my ASTA chair hat, because clearly it was a huge issue for ASTA travel agencies in general. They had these relationships with travelers, and to get to a point where a traveler potentially had to decide between working with the travel advisor they had always worked with and getting access to the best fare content and getting, you know, loyalty points, frequent flyer miles, there was definitely a conflict. So the travel industry really weighed in. ASTA certainly played a leading role in terms of raising awareness, not only amongst travel advisors, but also amongst their clients. And it was probably the largest grassroots effort that was done where, you know, we reached out to, you know, our members of Congress and just educated them on the impact of this decision potentially to consumers, because it really would have had an impact on consumers. And ironically enough, we were sitting in an AFTA board of directors meeting when we got word that America was changing direction a little bit. They are going to move to these new distribution technologies, or NDC. They're just going to make sure that when they do it, that the systems and the processes are ready for it. And that's going to take a little bit of time. So for us, it was certainly a huge win, particularly for consumers and advisors in American Airlines hubs like Dallas-Fort Worth, where, you know, there were so many loyal travelers that may have had to move away from their travel advisors to keep getting their loyalty points. So,
well, we agree with what, and it's interesting you say that, because, you know, there are so many great people there. We have so many strong relationships and friendships. You know, some of them have moved on now, but just to see that, it was very disappointing, and it just underscores travel industry, it is people, it's relationships. It's not about the transaction. The transaction's important. I don't want to diminish that. But at the same point,
I was surprised when Tauk, not surprised and not just disappointed, when Tauk made their announcement.
But Jackie, listen, we're coming up on a hard break. I'm going to ask you if you can just stay with us for another segment, and we're going to continue this discussion. Can you do that?
Sounds great.
Okay, really appreciate that. All right, so folks, listen, as we send you back to Bobby in the Network Command Center right there in Dallas, right where Jackie is, he's going to run some important sponsor messages for us. 80% of today's June 29th broadcast is still to come. Our conversation with NextGen President Jackie Friedman will continue after the break. Stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, for savings and services you're going to love. Membership in this AARP alternative start at just $16 a year and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They're also about protecting the values that make our country great and will help you deal with the complexities of Social Security, insurance, and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and special show savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now 33 minutes past the hour. Thanks for staying with us through that bottom of the hour break. We're going to get back to our discussion with show friend Jackie Friedman in a minute. But first, we're sponsored by Colette.
And if you love to travel, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, we recommend going guided with Colette and enjoying your destination without all the stress of making travel plans. You can do it right here in our own country. You can choose destinations around the globe with them as you go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel a lot of fun.
You know, Colette has been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, and what we appreciate, ample free time to do your own thing. Visit Colette.com for more information as a show fan or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors. All right, Mary, let's get back to that Patriot Mobile Show hotline and Jackie.
All right, Jackie, thanks for sticking around with us for another segment. So all industries go through periodic challenges and innovations. We see and hear a lot of chatter about how AI is going to be impacting business in the future, but it's happening now. Robert and I have a lot of relationships with many travel advisors across the country, some who specialize in certain areas of travel, others are more general. Every day, Microsoft, Google, and others are spending heavily to hone AI. I want to know if you see AI as a friend or foe in the operations that you're on, that you're working on with NextGen.
That's a great question. We encourage advisors to absolutely embrace it. The same advisors that feared the internet was going to replace them may be afraid that artificial intelligence is going to replace them. But, you know, embrace it. Figure out the types of tasks that you might be able to use AI on that are less value added, things like blog posts, things like, you know, certain correspondence, automating certain manual processes. You know, we talked earlier about this being a human relationship business, and there are certain things that AI can't do. So we encourage advisors to focus their energies on where they add the most value, but look at artificial intelligence, different programs, to do some of the research, to do some of that legwork, to augment, you know, the services that they provide.
Which may, in fact, actually, as you just said, give them more time to actually work directly with people.
Correct.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. So coming up in late October, our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise will happen with show partner Seabourn. For the first time, we're allowing show fans to travel with us for an ocean cruise. Looking forward to that. So cruise in general, it's a hot area of travel. We feel it offers some of the best value in travel these days. But when you dive deeper into cruise travel offerings, Jackie, expedition cruises are one of the hottest growth areas in the cruise sector. So we just did one back in April with Seabourn as part of our big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom for 2 weeks. And we did two live broadcasts with the show from their ships. They're, you know, helping to bring a different demographic to cruising. The ships are smaller. You can navigate into waters the big cruise ships could never visit. So talk about the value cruising delivers to travelers in general. And how much demand are you seeing for the expedition side of it?
It's huge. Lots of demand there. And it's interesting. Expedition cruising really attracts that first-time cruiser, the cruiser that might not want to be on a big ship or go to the Caribbean to sit on the beach. They want that sense of adventure. They want those experiences. And they want to get to ports or destinations that they may struggle to get to on land. So it's a huge growth segment. And we're seeing more and more younger folks looking for, you know, these small ship cruise experiences and, of course, more first-time cruisers.
Mm. So before we run out of time, we have a few minutes. I do want to talk a little bit about who you are again and what your role is, because this is your wheelhouse, and that's Nexion and Travel Advisors. I'd love to know if there's a typical type of person that you find. I mean, I realize you articulated well before you can start part-time and go full-time. What kind of skill sets translate well? And how can someone excel in being a travel advisor?
And Jackie, where we're going with that is it's the one question we're asked regularly.
Repeatedly.
Is, you know, can you make this your primary livelihood? Does it have to be supplemental income?
And what kind of skills?
Exactly.
Yeah. So obviously, people who like to work with people, those people skills are really important. A lot of the advisors coming into the business, the one thing most of them have in common is they love to travel. Many of them are well-traveled. Many of them may be doing this work for friends and family already and not realizing that it's something that they may be able to actually earn an income doing. So, you know, those skills are important. People who are looking for the opportunity to run or own their own small business at a very low cost of entry. You know, so a lot of folks who may be working 9-to-5 jobs and may want to get out of that environment to an area where they can operate their own business, they're attracted to the travel business. People that are well networked, and that could be online, meaning they're engaged in different social media online groups where they can attract folks. People that have networks of friends or colleagues that could make great potential customers, and also people that may have a hobby or interest that lends itself well to building a travel business around. That could be culinary, wine, it could be wellness, really anything. There, you know, so many hobbies and interests.
And that could lead to the specialty side of things as well. Well, Jackie, listen, I do not mean to cut you off because we could go on and we could do the entire show and
Friedman show.
We could, but as I said 20 minutes ago or so, it would have been very nice to see you in person today. But we'll be back in Dallas later this year for a reboot of our big Let's Go America Tour Frisco. And if our schedules connect, we will see you then. And if not, I'm sure we'll find you somewhere traveling. So enjoy the weekend. Have a great 4th this week.
Have a great weekend,
guys. Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, up next, have you ever considered having a house sitter look after your pets when you travel? How do you find them? Is there a rating service? What are things to look for? Well, when the show returns, those answers and more are coming right at you. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. A big health regret is listening to your doctor and thinking, I should have paid attention to nutrition when I was younger. Well, better health today and when it matters most is why we encourage you to take Field of Greens. It's unlike any fruit and vegetable or green product anywhere else on the market. It's not watered-down extracts like you'll find in most commonly known products. Field of Greens is an organic superfood. It's whole fruits and vegetables. In fact, each fruit and vegetable is selected by doctors to support vital body functions such as heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and your immune systems. And it's backed by a better health promise that says at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. So don't look back and say, I should have paid more attention to nutrition when I was younger. As a fan of this show, you'll receive 15% off plus free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com by using the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. Or as always, there's a link at armworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. Are you going on vacation but have to figure out what to do with your pet or pets? Boarding them can be an expensive proposition, but there are folks happy to house-sit your pet in your home. The important question, of course, is who do you know who you can trust? For a few answers, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and talk with Angela Laws. She's a founding member of a company called TrustedHouseSitters.com. Angela, welcome to the show. I understand you're also a veteran house-sitter and pet-sitter.
I am indeed, and thank you, Udi, and it's a pleasure to be here. Yes, a veteran sitter of 14 years and 200 sits.
And how much of time of a year are you house-sitting or pet-sitting in someone else's house?
I was doing it full-time for 6 years without a home of my own. Now I do it, at least 8-9 times a year. I'm actually in San Diego at the moment, house-sitting and pet-sitting, looking after a dear little dog while his mum and dad went to New York.
Where do you get your mail?
It goes to my home. I do have a home. I have a home in Scotland.
And is most of your pet-sitting done in the UK or in Scotland?
It's everywhere. I mean, I do it locally. In fact, with Trusted House Sitters, most of the sits are done sort of domestically. They're not international sits. And it can be local, as near as 5-10 miles away, or it can be the other end of the country, wherever the right sit is with that pet who needs care while its pet parents travel.
Well, leaving aside folks who do it locally, are most of the pet sitters wanting a free place to stay, basically, in another, you know, as in a destination? Or is it just a love of pets, or both?
It's the love of pets, first and foremost, because the priority is pets and homes. It's not a free vacation, but it is a lifestyle choice and a way to travel where you can enjoy unique experiences with pet companionship. And also there's another real benefit that you make connections with those people who are the pet parents. And from that, you can have lasting relationships and friendships that grow. It's a unique community based on a love of animals.
Well, obviously there's an annual membership on the website, but how do you vet folks and know they're reliable and know that homeowners or renters can leave and trust them?
It starts with the basic information that you'll find on the site, that a pet parent will find on the site from a sitter's profile. They are verified. We know who they are, who they say they are, they are. In the U.S., pet sitters are background checks, so you've got that that to hold on to and that assurance. But it starts with that communication, and it is an arrangement based on trust. But it's like everything else. You check somebody out. You don't have somebody come into your home and decorate without checking out who they are. But this, it starts with that first communication. Then we advise pet parents. We have a process on the site, and when you follow that, it is a process. It's not inviting a stranger into your home, because by the time they arrive, actually it's somebody that you're meeting for the first time. And they do say that friends, you know, strangers are friends that you meet for the first time.
Is there an average length of stay for pet sitters?
Our average across the site is probably 10 days to 2 weeks. However, there are weekend sits, and I actually did a sit in Spain that lasted for 8 months. So it really does vary.
We only have a few seconds left, but are there international possibilities for Americans?
Yes, there are. However, like all forms of travel, when you look at international travel, you have to look at where you're going, be sure you've got the right visas, the right entry, and everything else. But there are international opportunities, yes.
Okay. And there's no money exchanged here. The folks leaving pets behind don't pay anything.
No, and that's the beauty of it, and that is because pets and the love of pets is at the heart of why sitters do what they do. There is one annual fee, and for that you can have access to all the amount of pet care that you actually need.
Angela Laws is with HouseSitters.com. Check it out. Angela, thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As Mary and I sprint into this e-block with all of you today, and we all get ready to celebrate America this week, fireworks will be our focus, and we're sponsored by Scenic Cruises.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, well, the five-star fleet of Scenic Cruises is ready to welcome you with a trip of a lifetime. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. They are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences, all designed to connect connect you with fascinating destinations and all in ultra luxury.
Inspired by decades of experience river cruising in Europe, folks, with Scenic, it's in a class of its own. So go get all the details plus current show specials and understand why they're so highly rated. The website is scenicusa.com, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now back to the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline we go, as Rachel Hood, Senior Editor of Travel at U.S. News and World Report, is waiting as we discuss some of America's best celebrations across the country this week to go check out as you celebrate July 4th.
Rachel, Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Well, happy to be here.
Thank you very much. Nice to have you here with us. So in 5 days, the fireworks will be bursting in air. Certainly our home city of New York has a long history with spectacular fireworks, although getting packed in those pens like cage animals and having to stand if you don't get a spot on a boat or a rooftop, not a lot of fun. Mary and I have friends who actually like to drive up to Boston. They prefer celebrating there. So let's talk about Boston's 4th and all of our folks listening right now on our station up there. I'm sure they'll be real happy to hear about Boston.
Yeah, so Boston is, of course, a great American destination with lots of history, and they know how to celebrate the 4th of July very well. There's a performance by the Boston Pops and fireworks over Boston Harbor. There's a lot of great places to see the fireworks show, as well as just activities throughout the city.
All right, let's head to Columbus, Ohio, where the show is heard on FM 98.9 WTOH. So for our Columbus listeners, hello out there. From what I know about this particular fireworks festival, it's about 92% privately funded with a border volunteers, which is great. You can buy VIP tickets, but you don't need to. It is a free event to the public. It looks huge. Rachel, what do you have for us on the Columbus location for 4th of July?
Yeah, so on the Red, White, and Boom event, it actually takes place on July 3rd, so that's one key thing to note. Mm-hmm. And they also have a parade, street festival, and fireworks, and it's a very huge event, very big Midwest destination for the 4th.
And say the name again real quick.
The Red, White, and Boom event.
That's it. Red, White, and Boom. Yeah.
And again, but they go boom on the 3rd, not the 4th.
Right, so right. Very good point.
A few weeks ago on our June 1st live broadcast, Dina Ivey was here with us. We were talking music and all that in Nashville, and we talked about that they're hosting their Let Freedom Sing events. So if folks are headed, to Music City, that's an event that certainly is a lot of fun, worth checking out. But I want to take you north of Ohio. I want to take you north of Tennessee, where we've just talked about, to Traverse City, Michigan. Share what's coming to that city that sits there right on kind of like a bay of Lake Michigan for July 4th.
Yes, so Traverse City, Michigan is the cherry capital of the world, and they are celebrating that name for the 4th of July with the Cherry Festival. And this has everything from cherry-centric cuisine with sweet stuff, savory items as well. And one of the really exciting things that's very unique and different is the U.S. Navy Blue Angels show.
And that's outstanding.
So out of all 16 that are on this list that you guys put out, that's the one that really...
And the fact that I love all things cherry, yeah, I'm in Traverse City.
We need to get there for 4th of July. So, all right, let's head to Myrtle Beach. Who doesn't love cherries? The Blue Angels, of course. So Robert and I took this show to Myrtle Beach last year for one of our big Let's Go America tours on a live remote broadcast. And we were there in the spring, and I remember vividly in the spring, people were like, are you going to come back for our big 4th of July celebrations? They were talking about it in the spring. So explain what makes Myrtle Beach special and fun for 4th of July.
So Myrtle Beach has multiple fireworks shows along the beach. So that's a really great, it's such a fun time to watch the fireworks from the beach. I think it's a really unique opportunity. So Myrtle Beach is a great family-friendly beach destination, always perfect for that kind of stuff. And then you just add in the fireworks, which takes the whole Independence Day celebration to another level.
Yeah, it absolutely does. So, yeah. Mary, Liz and the team there on our affiliate.
She's like, come on down, you guys. Come
exactly
back for
right.
4th of July.
All right, so I was going over this list of, there's so many places that we could go, but I think, although it's not St. Patrick's Day, right, when they dye the river green, Chicago turns into a red, white, and blue city for July 4th. Let's talk about Chicago and what's on tap for folks there.
Sure. So the lakefront Windy City has, you can go ride the Ferris wheel on the Navy Pier. There's fireworks on the lake, so you can see them from a variety of places all over town. And then there's the NASCAR Chicago Street Race July 6th and 7th. And then there's also the Chicago beaches. It's such a great Midwest destination. It's so beautiful to watch the fireworks on the lake. It's really one of a kind.
When you think about Chicago, you don't always think NASCAR, but you're right. That is a big event, so you can go make a weekend of it.
Yeah, big draw.
So, we've got about 45 seconds. We could talk Hanover, New Hampshire, if you want, or we could talk somewhere else. Any place that really, as you put together this list, that really you identify with most?
One place I thought was really an interesting destination was Aspen. I think it's a beautiful place in the mountains. I've never seen stars brighter than when I was in Aspen, but it's very unique setting to watch the parades and have kind of a Main Street Americana festival. But one thing they're doing differently is rather than doing fireworks, they're doing a laser light show to help with to prevent forest fires. So I thought that really stood out. That was really interesting to me as a unique fourth celebration.
Well, and it shows, again, Aspen, most people think snow, but you can go there certainly this time of year and really enjoy it. And you know, and I know if you want to go south to the Air Force, where they obviously they have there in Colorado Springs, that's someplace else to check out. So very nice connecting with you today, Rachel. Really appreciate that. Folks, travel.usnews.com, terrific website to bookmark for travel. Rachel, and thanks for your time today, and have a great fourth.
Thank you. You as well.
Take care, Rachel. Thanks.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.
All right, there goes Rachel Mary. That is it for Hour 1 this week, folks. By the way, fun fact, Pasadena, California, the longest-running fireworks show on the West Coast going back to 1926. Hour 2 is going to begin after this top-of-the-hour break in just a few minutes. Keep those radios locked in as we pick things up in about 7 minutes. Also, don't forget you can catch us anytime, anywhere, or via our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.